Lie. A false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. Mark Twain. It is foolish to expect unregenerate humans to act with integrity. Integrity is one of God's traits. Only those who admire God will demonstrate his traits. So when you hear a person lie, understand you're dealing with a liar. Lying is what a liar does. Stop expecting a liar to speak the truth. Truth to a liar is anything they say. When you reject the truth, the only thing left is a lie. God's word is truth. To justify yourself when you are in conflict with God's word, you must accept a lie. Once you accept one lie, the rest are easy. Don't stress yourself over lies coming from liars. It's what they do. The following scriptures give insight into God's perspective toward lying. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Leviticus 6:1-7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, If a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, or hath found that which was lost, and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely in any of these things that a man does, sinning therein, then it shall be because he hath sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he hath sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth, in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish out of the flock, with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for all anything of all that he hath done in trespassing therein. Leviticus 19:11. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not make it good? 1 Samuel 15:29. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Job 13:4. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Psalm 40:4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalm 58:3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Psalm 63:11. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Psalm 78:36. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. Psalm 101:7. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Proverbs 19:5. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall not escape. Isaiah 59:4. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Isaiah 63:8. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. Jeremiah 9:5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Jeremiah 16:19. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Jeremiah 23:14. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doeth good return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Jeremiah 27:10. For they prophesy a lie unto you to remove you far from the land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. Daniel 11:27. And both of these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, and it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. Hosea 10:13. You've plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies. Because you did trust in your way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Amos 2:4. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments, and their lies caused them to err after the which their fathers have walked. Micah 7:12. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouths. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Zephaniah 3:13. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Romans 1:25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Colossians 3:9. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the truth, the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 1 Timothy 4:2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. 1 John 4:6 If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 2:21 I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. 3:9 Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. 21:8 But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 21:27 And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then 22:15 For without, outside, are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loves and makes a lie. How lying may be perceived as moral. When a person loses their integrity, they lie to further their goals, which may be money, prestige, or control. Integrity comes from respecting a higher authority for their morality. Anyone who has rejected the God of the Bible has no higher authority for their morality than themselves. So lying in their best interest is actually the moral thing to do.